It's important for these people to come into Waimanui because of our whānau here who are quite isolated, and they're offering the health care that dental care that we need, as you know, that a lot of our whānau don't have access to, and being far away from town.
We've been doing volunteer work mainly overseas throughout our whole dental life of over 40 years. I retired 2 years ago, and we started doing some work with Youth with a Mission down in the Bay of Plenty, working in places like Petararu and the outskirts of Tauranga, taking free dental care to those who can't afford it. It's always been a challenge of mine that dentistry is really only for the rich and those who can afford it, and there's a large section of our society who can't afford it, so now's our chance to give back a bit.
Well, I personally, I believe that we're actually taught to be self-sufficient, so we don't really access the health cares that we actually need. Growing up here, the attitude was, you know, just it's okay, and just to get up and carry on, instead of saying that, you know, I'm either hurt or that I'm not okay.
Yes, I think there should be some government help, but there also should be a lot more money spent on education and prevention. The simple message is that dental disease is preventable. It doesn't have to happen. And so with good diet and good oral hygiene, dental disease doesn't have to happen. If we make it all free, there's no personal responsibility, and you just charge up and get things fixed when you think you need to. So for me, there needs to be a combination of both affordability but also education to give personal responsibility.
So I had the fillings done, and also they looked at an extraction of one of my teeth, which will be done later on. So we're here supporting our whānau who come in, making sure that the environment is happy, so that they don't have the anxiety or intense or have those thoughts in their head, and just reassure them that, you know, it's safe and that they're here to take care of us. We're very fortunate to have them here, and while we have them here, you know, you're welcome to come down and get the treatment that you need.
When I first became a dentist, the dental therapists were working in the schools, so they were part of the schools, and they would go into the classrooms and give oral hygiene instruction and teach the kids what they needed to do as far as diet and good eating goes. We even had free milk in schools then, so you'd get your half pint of milk. There were things that were done then that have just stopped now. It seems to have become all about money, and the government wants as much done for as little as possible.